First on the news at 1 today, the family of Noura Qoran are travelling to a hospital mortuary this lunchtime to identify what is believed to be the teenager's body. The discovery was made earlier today on the 10th day of the search for Noura in Malaysia. This was Malaysia's Deputy Police Chief Mazlan Mansour speaking to a large number of assembled media, including RTE's Jackie Fox.
Well, it's about 1:57 today. One of the search and rescue team was alerted that they found a body which is about 2 kilometers away from the resort. So the area is quite hilly, and we sent our forensic team and the pathologist to the scene of crime and confirmed there's a body there which resembles Noura, yet to be confirmed by the family. And just now, the body was winched by helicopter to the hospital, right? And our team here has already engaged the family, and we informed about the news, and I think they are going to the mortuary, the hospital, to identify the body. Okay? Further developments will be informed later by the local police, yeah?
That's Malaysia's Deputy Police Chief Mazlan Mansour there describing how Noura's family are making that very sad journey to the hospital mortuary this lunchtime. Well, our reporter Jackie Fox was at that press conference. Jackie, what else was said there today?
Well, what we know so far is that police said a body was found this afternoon just before 2 o'clock local time by a volunteer who was part of the rescue team to find Noura Qoran. They said the body was that of a Caucasian female and that it was unclothed. Now, it's understood the area is close to a waterfall, and the volunteer in the search found the body by a stream but not in water. Authorities also said that nothing suspicious was found during their investigation today. As we were waiting for the police conference to start at Pantai Police Station, just around a 10-minute drive from the Doosan Rainforest Resort, we saw a helicopter fly up ahead towards us, towards Seremban. We now understand that on that helicopter was the body found earlier in the day. It was taken to a hospital where it lies now in a mortuary. The parents of Noura Qoran are travelling to the hospital at the moment where a formal identification of the body will take place. However, police did say at that press conference too that it does resemble the 15-year-old who's been missing now for over a week. Teams will also carry out a post-mortem examination later today to establish a cause of death.
And Jackie, those who were listening to your reports up until this lunchtime will have heard that there were hundreds of people out searching for Noura up until that discovery was made a little earlier.
Yeah, this has been such an intensive search for the teenager who went missing on August 4th. She arrived on August 3rd, a Saturday, with her parents to the Doosan Rainforest Resort for a two-week holiday in Malaysia that her parents said she was so excited about. However, the following morning around 8 a.m. when her father, Sebastian, went into the room she was sleeping in with her siblings, she wasn't there and they reported her missing. Since then, we have had 10 days of searches in the Rainforest Resort. Hundreds of people have been out in force looking for the missing teenager. They included an elite police force, the indigenous community, volunteers. Helicopters scoured the sky every day with thermal technology while sniffer dogs tried to find her scent. But every single day in those days, they would find no clue or no trace of the missing teenager. I was even talking to rescue workers this morning who said that they were tired and exhausted with the search, but they were determined to find Noura. They were sleeping in tents, working around the clock as they continued to search for her. And it was only a couple of hours later in the rainforest that suddenly dozens of police vehicles started to race down these very, very small roads in the rainforest. With the intensity of that, I think people realised that something serious was going on. An area was then cordoned off that leads to this waterfall area that can be quite difficult to access. And not long after that, the chief of police addressed reporters waiting for some information as there were reports that a body had been found. And it was then that the news was first confirmed.
And Jackie, this has always been treated officially in Malaysia as a missing persons case.
Yeah, it has been an agonising time for Noura Qoran's parents over the last 10 days. They have been desperate for information about their daughter who vanished from the cottage. They were asking police to pursue a line that she had been abducted, as for Nora, someone with special needs, for her to wander off was totally out of character for her. Police treated this as a missing persons case, but they have said they've never ruled out a criminal investigation, interviewing around 20 people in the area, including resort staff. They also said that for the moment in that press conference there, that it remains a missing persons case until they can establish or confirm that the body is of Nora, but also how that person died. It's a tough time for rescue workers and authorities who put in hundreds of hours of work in this investigation, but it's really a tough time for the family of Nora Quara now, who have asked for privacy at this time.
Okay, Jackie, thank you. That's Jackie Fox there in Malaysia. The Lucy Blackman Trust is a charity which has been working with the Quran family in Malaysia. The charity supports families in this dreadful situation of looking for missing loved ones overseas. And Matthew Searle is chief executive of the Lucy Blackman Trust, and he's on the line now. Matthew, thank you for joining us. You've been involved in this case. The Lucy Blackman Trust has been involved in this case right from the beginning.
We have, yeah. The family phoned us a matter of hours after it was spotted that she was missing. So we've been very involved with the family and speaking to them on a very regular basis every day and every night ever since.
And you believe at this stage that the remains that have been found are those of Nora?
And sadly, all the indications are that it is, the police have said they're very certain. They've also confirmed that to the family, that they are certain. But obviously the formal identification is yet to be confirmed. But the chances of it being somebody else are so remote that sadly we have to conclude that it probably is her, yeah.
Now, this is obviously an extremely difficult outcome for the family, but your organisation will continue to work with Nora's parents and her family.
We will indeed. The support we offer is unending in this respect, really. I'll be speaking to them later on today, if it is confirmed that this is Nora, to work out what they need from us, to look at any kind of repatriation wishes and sort that side of things out, and obviously issue statements for them and keep them shielded from the glare of the international media while letting them say what they want to say.
There has been huge interest in this case worldwide, hasn't there?
There has. It's been. It's certainly captured the news in so many different countries. It is literally a global story. There's been support offers coming in all around the world, and obviously we're very grateful for that. We're now seeing a huge outpouring of grief coming in from around the world as well, and I'm sure that'll be of a huge comfort to the family.
Was the Lucy Blackman Trust administering the fund, the money that was raised for the family to help them with their expenses over the time that they were in this difficult situation?
No, we haven't been administering that, but we have been advising them over what to do with it. I mean, when they first started, when this was still quite a low-key story, they were simply looking for enough money to cover the costs of other family members to fly out there, and the obviously extended accommodation costs. But the support from so many people has been astronomical, and obviously that fund has shot up way above the original 6,000 target.
Do you have somebody with the family there, or is the support you offer just over the phone? How does it work
now?
It
is sadly just over the phone. We're a very small charity. We don't have the resources to fly people around the world, unfortunately, but we are on the end of a phone. We use WhatsApp. We speak to them. We speak to them any way they need to. And I think for me, when one of the family said, it feels like an extended member of the family having you there to talk to, that shows me that we're doing the job well.
And what is your message to people, all of the people who are waiting to hear, hoping and praying for good news about Nora and who are hearing this news today? Obviously, the family will want their privacy to deal with this, but are you still looking for support from people, or is there anything that people can do?
People want to support, and like I say, we've had hundreds of messages already this morning. I would say, please don't contact the family. Please don't contact their Facebook or their Twitters or anything like that. If you do want to send a message of support or anything to the family, you can do it through us. Send it to ops@lbtrust.org, and I'll make sure that when the time is right that the family do get all messages received.
Okay.
But respecting their privacy at this incredibly difficult time, I think, is the most important thing.
Matthew Searle, thank you for speaking to us on the News at One. Matthew Searle, Chief Executive of the Lucy Blackman Trust, and the Trust has been helping and assisting the Quran family over the last 10 days since their daughter Nora went missing in Malaysia.